This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. And in this episode, we are talking about us. You might have heard by now that Congress voted to rescind all funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is how we get our federal support here at IPR. That is money already approved for us, and the government is taking it back. And you might have also heard that it is rural stations, like Interlaken Public Radio, that will be more heavily affected than bigger stations in large cities. All true. And you might think, oh no, yeah, us too. So we got IPR's executive director, Peter Payette, into a studio.
Hello, Ed Ronco.
And asked him, what do we make of all of this? What does this actually mean for Interlaken Public Radio?
Well, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting gave a grant worth $302,000 to IPR last year. That was about exactly 14% of our budget. I don't know what the grant, it's been less than that in years past. I don't know what it was going to be this year. We didn't get there. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, there are some costs that the appropriation pays for that now stations may be asked to chip in for. For instance, you hear a lot of music on even IPR News, but of course we run a classical radio station across the building on the other side of the building, and all the rights to use that music are paid for and negotiated by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So there are some other things that we will have to figure out how to pay for as a network that could cost IPR something.
How do you put that in context? 15% of our budget or so? What does that mean when you think about its impact on IPR? Harmful, not fatal, is kind of what I've been thinking about.
I think that's a fair term.
Yeah.
Harmful, not fatal, for us. We should recognize that there are other stations in the U.S. that are much more dependent mm-hmm. on that federal grant.
What are we doing about it?
Well, we're not panicking. We're not firing anybody.
That's true.
We are tightening our belt. We are certainly talking with our supporters about covering some of that gap. We're talking with other stations about the possibility of collaborating, creating some efficiencies. We're working hard to find a path forward in a challenging moment.
We have a fund drive coming up later this week, and you know, we were talking about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting money is about 15% of our budget. Listener support is the vast majority. We'll be talking more about that later this week, but it does strike me that a few stations across the country have announced that they have raised money quite successfully in the wake of this decision from Congress. And I think we're counting on listeners to step up too.
And already hearing from them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what the count was, but I mean, just on Friday alone, we had more than 100 gifts come in. Of course, and we have this drive. I mean, we're definitely hearing from people for whom this is a very important service, and they are ready to help lift it up as we've kind of lost a leg of the stool.
I don't want to age either of us, but I've been in public broadcasting about 15, 16 years now. How long have you been in public broadcasting?
25 years.
What do you think this means for public broadcasting as a whole, public radio? Not just IPR.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. It's difficult to see very far into the future on this and try and anticipate what all the cascading effects will be. We are tied together as a network, and there's a lot of different parts to it. And so how all this is worked out, I'm not sure. Again, I want to express optimism for Interlaken Public Radio. I don't want to be I don't want to neglect the fact that there are stations in poorer, more rural markets that may find this insurmountable. I think some good changes could come. I mentioned working with other affiliates in Michigan. We don't have the most efficient public radio system. Period. And I think there's a lot of things that we could have been doing even before now that now we will look at more seriously. And I've seen similar sentiments shared by other leaders. You know, change is hard, especially to a system that's complicated. And this, I think one comment I saw in an email was, this will be worth more than 100 webinars and conferences where you talk about change and, you know, adapting to the 21st century. This will really force change. And I think some of that could be good.
Some words about necessity and invention are suddenly in my mind.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, as far as IPR is concerned, we've been here for 62 years, and I don't know about you, but I spring out of bed every morning eager to do this work, and we're going to keep doing it.
We are, and we're really grateful to people who are helping continue to make that happen. I keep giving out my phone number. We're still a public service. I'm so happy to talk to anybody who's listening about the situation we're in and what IPR needs. And my direct desk line is 231-276-4446.
All right. Peter Payette, Executive Director of Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
This is our story at the moment, all about us and this weird, challenging thing we face. And I meant what I said to Peter in that conversation. The station has been around more than 60 years. I really do spring out of bed every day. I love this work. And we're going to keep going. But it's not going to be easy. So, yes, this is the part where I tell you what you can do to help. If you like the Up North Lowdown, if you like Interlochen Public Radio, if you like public radio in general, give now in support of it at iprnews.org. We'll be back soon, very soon, with more of your stories. Thanks for listening to ours and for supporting us.